Hey everyone, this is Scott Pontier, and we are posting here just a little update on our journey in buying property for a future facility. It's one of our three important initiatives that we're doing in Uncharted, and if you've been around church for the last 3 weeks, we've been giving you updates on every single one of those. And so this week we talked a little bit about property, and if you weren't there, we just want to share that with you. So enjoy the next 10 minutes of this special edition of our podcast.
Hey, during this series that we've been doing called Taking Steps, one of the things that we've been doing is updating you on a lot of the projects and a lot of the priorities we've had in our Uncharted season. We are right at the halfway point, the one-year point of our Uncharted generosity journey, and we've had three priorities that we've talked about together. One of those has been investing in the next generation, and if you were here 2 weeks ago, we talked a little bit about how we've been doing that over the past year. And then our second one is on church multiplication. If you were here last week, you heard me and Trenton talk about his plans for planting a church coming up here in the fall, and that was really exciting. And then the third priority we have is around our goal to purchase some property for a future facility. And so I want to give you a little bit of an update today on where things are at with that. And I want to give you today four important things for you to know in terms of this journey we're on property. So the first one is simply that our vision for property is the same as our vision for facility. And those are two different things, but our vision for property is the same as our vision for facility. And really, it all comes down to answering a question of how can we best bless our community here in Jamestown? So when we think about a facility we may want to build in the future, we ask questions about how can we help our community? And the same is true when we think about where we've been talking about a piece of property that we may want to purchase. We don't just want to purchase a piece of land and call it good. We want to figure out how can we best help our community gather together? How can we help our community build relationships together? And from day one, we have not been asking, what do we need for a church building? We have been asking, what does our community need? And how can we help resource that? So we've spoken to school officials, township officials, local business owners, and we've just asked, what will bless our community? What will help make our community thrive? And so we have lots of ideas from community center to after-school programs to co-officing for small businesses and farmers markets, soccer fields, and more. We have all kinds of great ideas, but our vision has always been to say, what will help bless our community? So that, for me, that's the number one thing that we have to know as we think about things like, you know, purchasing property. It really comes out of that vision. So the second important thing for us to know is that we are seeking to build partnerships. And that has been part of our goal the whole way through, that this is not just as simple as saying, well, what do we want to do? We instead want to seek to build partnerships. And originally that partnership started by talking to Jamestown Township and a piece of property that they own and that they have wanted to build park space on and gathering space, and they didn't have a plan for that or a vision for that. So we came alongside them and said, well, what if we help create vision for that? So that's been part of the conversation this whole time. What if we help you create some of the park space you need by purchasing some property and helping you connect with a real estate developer to develop some housing so that there are resources to build some of this these great ideas? And they said, that sounds like a great idea. How do we do that? So our second partnership then developed into working with some real estate developers and one in particular who owns the land across the street. So we're talking about this space on 24th and Greenlee on both sides of 24th, the east and west side. And he said, this idea is amazing and I really want to be part of it. In fact, I will jettison plans that I've already invested tens of thousands of dollars in so I can be part of this idea in this community. And it's been really inspiring. He says, but the problem you have is that it's not financially feasible. So what if I bring my resources to the table, the property that I own to the table, and we think about this vision together? And so that's been part of our conversations there, to develop multiple spaces for our community and park spaces and soccer fields and additionally carve out a space for our future facility as well. So that way we're able to build more and invest more in the community, and the more we get to do that, the more we get to develop spaces for our community. So that, again, has been all part of our vision. And then our third partners, we talked a couple weeks ago, we've been talking with Rise Community Center to say, you have a facility need, we have a facility need, what if we bring some of that stuff together and work together on that? So today we're helping those partners work together. We're helping developer and township come to a private-public partnership and agreement there. so that they can work out some of the details and create space together. And if we do that, then we'll find ourselves purchasing some property from that developer and making plans to develop that into our facility there. And if we don't have a partnership that works between the township and the developer, we've still got a relationship with the developer, and we still might end up building something like that there. So today, that's what we're working on. We're working on helping those partnerships take life. We're working on developing some of those ideas, which brings us to our third important thing to remember and to know, is that there's still a lot to figure out. You know, this is honestly, when we started this journey a year ago, out of our three priorities, I often told people that first one will probably be the quickest, easiest one. We'll do that and move along, and then we'll be sitting there for a while. And it's actually taking the longest time. And part of the reason is that we have sought really hard to work in partnership, and that takes time. The other interesting thing is that as we've worked with a facility designer who is part of our Harbor Church's network, one of the things they said is this kind of partnership doesn't happen. Churches don't find themselves in the middle of these conversations with their township and partnerships like this, and that other communities have similar ideas and they're watching how this is going. So this is brand new territory. This is uncharted territory for real, and that's why it's taking us time to chart a path here. Working with partners takes longer, but we think we're better together, and we are committed to putting our arms around the community in this particular project. So for right now, these are concepts, these are ideas, and our hope is that the township and the developer will come to some sort of agreement here in the next couple of months, and then after that, we can lock in an agreement with them to carve out the space that would eventually house our future facility. And so it's also worth noting that we're still in property conversation. We haven't even begun the facility conversation yet, and so that'll take some time there. But our hope in increasing our uncharted goal is, if you've been around the last couple of weeks and we've talked about that, is that we can continue to accelerate those plans forward and design that property and design that facility and continue to roll in that direction. So number one, our vision for property is the same for our facility. We want to bless our community. Number two, we seek to build partnerships. And number three, that takes a lot of time, and so there's still a lot of details to figure out. So the fourth really important thing for you to know in this journey is that your participation actually matters in this. I know this is a couple of people are on point for some of these things, but there are ways in which you participate that actually matters. And so let me give you a couple of things to think about in terms of your participation in this journey. One, having access to and sharing the right information really matters. Jeff Bergstrom, who's our project manager for facility issues like this, has said the smaller the town, the bigger the rumors. And Jamestown is no exception to that. So it's really important for us as people to pursue correct information and share correct information. At this point, we have a few spaces to go that are really great sources of the right information. Jeff Bergstrom, who I just mentioned, Jeff has all of the right information all of the time about everything, so he can go there. He's a great source for right information. I am actually a pretty great source for right information on this particular topic, so if you want to talk with me and ask questions, it's great. Your neighborhood Facebook group, terrible source for correct information about anything. Some of you know who you are, right? Just keep it in mind. It's good to know, right? So participating, asking, creating clarity, it's really important as we seek to build partnerships in our community. Well, let's continue to do that in a positive way. So my second ask, ways that you can participate, is be an ambassador in your community. Share good news. Be good news with your community. Care about your community. Care about what's best for your community, even if it's not what's best for your own personal property value. Be an ambassador to the community. Care and love your community. And then our third ask is that you would pray to God and pray for what God wants to do in your community. That's a really important one for me, is to ask a question, God, what do you want to do here? When we planted this church, I felt very clearly that God was saying, I am up to something in this community and I want you to be part of it. So I would ask that you join me in that prayer saying, God, what are you doing in this community? We're pursuing this journey and this property and facility, not because we think it's what's best for Jamestown Harbor Church, but we're doing it because we think we have something to offer the community that God wants to use. And we might only be halfway through our portable season right now, and we love being where we are, and we love the experiences that we have here, but we are pursuing property, and we're pursuing facility, because we think we can be good news to our community through that. So we think we can provide resources, we can help build relationships and partnerships. We think anything that we develop here can be good news for the community. And so in order to do that, we need God's leading, and we need God's favor pretty desperately. We can screw this up in a lot of different ways, right? We can easily get in our own way. Partnerships can fall apart. We can create problems through our own indecision and our own human error, and we just need God to lead the way. And so I just want to invite you to participate in this particular journey by praying for that, by engaging where there's correct information and helping be an ambassador to your community, and also to really engage God's dreams and desires and hopes and love for the community that we are a part of. So I just want to invite you into that space with us, and we're going to do that here even right now a little bit this morning, but I wanted to give you an update on that third priority and where we are and where we're going. So in many ways, it feels like we haven't taken a lot of steps, and in other ways, it feels like we've taken a ton of steps. And I'm really grateful for the partnership. I'm so grateful for this church and for the vision that you all have to be good news to our community. And I pray that as we take steps on this journey, we continue to find that to be true. So would you pray with me right now? And we'll continue on in our service. God, I am thankful for a community of people who love you, who want your best for their lives and for their families, and God, for their community. And so we pray today for Jamestown Township, for Hudsonville, Granville, Zeeland, these areas that we have relationships in, God. We pray that you would ignite good things and good news in your gospel here in this community. God, may we be a church who participates in where you are leading rather than a church who drives at what we want. God, help us to lean into you, to follow your leading, and to seek your voice. And God, we do ask for your favor. We ask for your favor in our township. We ask for your favor in our neighborhoods, in small businesses, in real estate developers, and all of the people, God, you have placed here at this time. We ask for your favor, that your glory would be made known and that people may find their way back to you. We ask all these things today in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.